I can't eat another one.
That's insane, dude. That's insane.
You're eating it.
I have to know.
This is so bad. It's not good.
No, dude, that's bad. That's BO.
Those are really bad.
That's BO in a cam.
We're back again.
Yeah, dude. Whew, what
a little different setting.
What a wild ride these past day has been.
It's been a journey for you, dude.
This episode was supposed to be recorded yesterday.
Yes, a little bit of a hiccup yesterday, yeah. But it's all good.
So I'm in Chase's beautiful state of Utah. It's his state.
Yes. And, it's mine. It's only mine, right?
Yeah. And the big issue that I was not, I was definitely not prepared for is altitude. And
dude, you are high up, baby.
Yeah. And so I was hit hard with that, as well as just it's dry and everything's different.
Very dry.
And so my whole face is fighting to survive right now.
You felt like you got hit by a train yesterday.
It was brutal.
It was pretty rough.
I was already under the weather a little bit in the beginning of the day, and I was like, whatever, I'll just muscle through it. And by the end of the day, it was so bad that we had driven to get dinner, and I'm like, you need to drive me back.
Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is. But you're feeling better. The whole thing. Right?
I feel good today. I'm going to adjust these levels a little bit.
I'm yelling a little bit, so I'll cool it.
It's just because we're so excited.
It is.
We finally get
to do this now.
Yeah.
We were all day yesterday, like, we got to record.
Yeah.
And JD was just...
I was fighting for my life.
Those of you who know him, right, and see him online, dude... He looked like disheveled, man.
Dude,
it was rough.
Yeah,
bro.
It was no good. It was no good.
But we're back.
We're here. We got ourselves. You're seeing here. You're seeing some Pringles.
We're bringing it back.
The lunch
from the original episode.
Yeah, the first episode. I don't know which episode number this will be. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But we're bringing back. What was it?
Recess, baby.
Recess.
Yes.
So we have some funny flavors.
We do.
Philly cheesesteak is one of them.
We got the baseline. We were starting with the original Pringles, right? And then we tried to grab as many, like, not the standard flavors, right? I mean, sour cream and onion's pretty standard.
Pizza.
But we got the pizza flavor.
And then this one's the weird one. Minecraft Suspicious Stew.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I have no
clue.
Those
might just be hot garbage.
Yeah, that might be like one of those, like, those magical beans.
And then are we just going to rank them? From 1 through 6,
yeah,
I guess.
Just kind of what they feel and taste
just
like.
Just some interesting flavors.
Yeah, but I think we have to start this off.
Oh, dude, we're here. Yes,
in the same room.
In the same room again.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Every time, dude. Every time.
It's ice cold. It's all ice.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh man, I am excited. I'm
so excited, dude.
I'm
glad you're just feeling better. That's
dude,
the main thing.
I feel
like
a new person.
It's good.
I slept for like 9 hours and...
You needed it, though.
I did.
This
I did.
The altitude will get you.
It got... Dude, it's so insulting because I'm... I work out all the time. I eat so clean. You know, like apples and like... I'm like, no, I'm not going to have pizza. I'm going to take it easy. And I get up here to altitude and I'm laid out. And I'm like, forget it. Yeah. I'm just going to eat pizza
and
bonbons.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm just... Who cares? Who cares? It obviously didn't serve me
just
well.
Stuff me full of Snickers bars.
Yeah, dude. I'm not good. It was so funny, dude, when we did our episode, the last one, which we'll release these episodes that we did here in Utah in order of their recording.
Yeah, probably congruently, right?
But they might not be next to each other. So like we might do one from the first one we did together, and then there might be one that's like a weekly one that we do when we're separate. But
we're just loading the tank up.
Yeah,
we're just
but we're
going to
refer
back.
So I'll refer back. You'll have definitely already heard the one before this, which was the one when we were sitting on your parents'
porch. Yeah.
The first one, we did it that way. But he didn't see it. His mom was laughing the whole time. We were talking, and she was holding her mouth because she was drinking something. Dude, it was so amazing. I was like, okay, we're at least
so
funny
good.
To your mom.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the goal.
If we're funny to your mom, we're good.
Although... Your mom thinks you're cool is kind of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But still, whatever, dude.
We'll take it.
Huge
shout
out to her.
Yeah, she's been great.
She's been great.
Yeah.
I think we're not going to waste time. We're going to at least open up the originals to get that going.
Yeah, let's just get that baseline going.
Get the baseline.
So we're going to go through this recess and do this and get after it because, one, we just wanted a snack. It's snack time over here. But...
Here comes the pop.
Little ASMR. Oh, yeah. But then we're going to talk about what? Super Mario power-ups?
Our favorite.
Or just Mario power-ups?
Mario power-ups and our favorite Super Mario power-ups and kind of just rank them.
Yeah.
And
I think
go from there.
I got a list of them on my phone, so we'll go through
Sick.
Them.
Yeah. All right. I got the first one.
I'll get in here too.
I haven't had
a normal
Pringle.
I don't buy normal Pringles.
Yeah. Well, cheers. Down the hatch. Okay.
That's what I remember.
It's a chewed up chip formed into a Pringle. Yeah, they're great.
It's an already eaten chip made into another chip.
Yeah. They're good. They turn into just mush in your mouth.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
That's nothing to shake a stick at.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. That's like, when it comes to just chips in general, that's a 5 out of 10 chip.
When somebody tells me that their favorite flavor of chips is the normal flavor.
No, thank you.
I might be checking your trunk for a dead body.
Well, not just that, but I'll be like, there's that. That's something to be concerned about, is dead bodies in the trunk. The other thing is, that's the only thing interesting about them, that they're a murderer. There's nothing else interesting about them. If someone's like, my favorite chip of all time is the original Pringles.
Oh, man. You don't get out much, huh?
No, they just don't. It's like
Lay's. I love Lay's are my favorite chip.
Yeah.
The original Lay's, yes. What are you hiding?
Yeah, there's something you don't like, at least barbecue or salt and vinegar. Or
the salt and vinegar, man.
It's the best.
I'm a salt and vinegar guy.
Me too.
We didn't even get them because we both love them. And we were like, that will just be the best one.
Just take over. The thing with salt and vinegar is my favorite salt and vinegar chip. Dude, that's a good idea. An episode all salt and vinegar.
Flavored stuff.
Everything.
Oh,
that's a great episode.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. That's a good episode.
That's a great idea.
Our tongues will be raw.
I won't.
We'll have canker sores for a month.
I won't be able to open my mouth because it will just bleed from every surface.
And I'll be so happy.
But I'll be fine.
Yeah. You introduced me to the salt and vinegar almonds.
Oh, the Blue Diamond salt and vinegar almonds. Oh, baby.
Delicious.
Those are so good.
Delicious. Okay, so.
They're so good.
I'm going in for another one.
Last one. Three stacking them.
Which is still, three Pringles stacked is still less exciting than a normal chip. Cool.
I mean, I'm not upset.
No, I'm technically no longer hungry.
I could be chewing on cardboard.
Yeah. This is like, you go to your friend's house and mom made chicken and rice and they boiled it.
It's just chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Like salt doesn't exist.
No.
Okay. Well, too expensive.
That exists. So
they're
that's
fine.
Baseline. Where do we want to go first?
I've been dying to try the Philly one.
Me
but
too.
You tell me where you're at.
Well, I really want to try the mine, but this is last.
We got to save these for last.
Yeah.
Because these might just be off.
That may be weird.
I don't even know what flavor that is.
No, I haven't read the back of all of it. Let's go a little bit more interesting, but not to the top.
Should we go a little more interesting? Not quite. This is sour cream.
I was thinking pizza, then sour cream, then Philly.
Then Philly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Go pizza first.
So pizza first.
Yeah, you pop.
And I will say, I do enjoy these.
I haven't had them.
Never had them?
Well, okay. I'm not a Pringles fan. Okay. So today we're going through all the different items in the Mario games. We should have been better prepared because it'd be cool if we tried to have, like, one of us was guessing what game it's from originally. Actually, you know what? You're the one who's reading it. So this one, I'll be the one. In the next episode, we'll do something where I'm just testing you the whole
time. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. I have the list.
Cool. So.
And I was not talking to the microphone there for a second, but it's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. You go first because I've had them before.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to see your reaction. Okay. Yeah, do one. Get the flavor in there or throw it on the floor.
Want to be about it.
Yeah. Soak that in. Because I know how you feel if you watched the first episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
We loved the pizza goldfish. Flavor bastard. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Goldfish. That's good. This is a 5. There's always a 5. This would be it. I'd say this is like a 7.
Yeah.
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 Like.
They're better.
It's tough because I'm ranking in chips in general. If I'm just sticking to Pringles, then maybe it's better than that.
It's a pretty good Pringle.
I would choose that. The thing with pizza flavored things is really all it tastes like is powdered tomato.
And oregano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The second you said oregano, it's like I just licked the inside of an oregano.
It is. It's powdered tomato and oregano.
That's it. Kind of salty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's a good one.
Those are good.
Yeah, those are good. I would say these make you not hungry, and these ones are actually good.
I would actually buy these and snack on them.
I could do that.
It wouldn't be I would buy the flavor blasted pizza goldfish before I bought these.
Though. Yeah, that's for sure.
But if Pringles, it was like, hey, you go into a gas station, the only thing you see is a pizza Pringle thing.
I'll take them.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, hit me with some items.
Okay, let's look at
them. Yeah, let's look at the items.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so what we have is Super Mario items, and we're going to try to rank them. Does it have the list of like where the first item ever was? Because I think the first item ever was probably just a mushroom.
It tells me the game they were in.
Sick.
So it's a Wikipedia page that tells me the game they were in. So I could just go top to bottom.
Let's do it.
And I think they're in alphabetical order.
Okay.
So the bee mushroom. Do you remember this one?
The bee.
We both like this game that they're from. Can you guess which one it's from?
Just a bee mushroom?
The bee mushroom. Yeah. Turns you into Bee Mario.
Is it Super Mario Land 2?
No.
Or is that just a bee?
Newer, newer game. Go newer.
A Bee Mario.
Yeah. This is hard, dude. This is, I know this is hard. Super Mario Galaxy and Galaxy 2.
I like Galaxy, but I played Galaxy, never finished. I like played dabbled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm super unfamiliar. It's a good power up. It's fun. You know, it turns him into a Mario, allows him to short, like fly for a minute. It's like your classic like Squirrel Mario.
Okay.
Like Tanuki Mario type of thing. Just Bee Mario.
Yeah.
It's good.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
There was like a honeycomb element too, where you could like stick to honeycombs with it or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so there was like an additional item that was unique.
Almost
too.
Like the Cat Mario function a little
with
bit,
walls.
Where you can walls. Yeah.
Certain walls, yep. Textures. Yeah.
Okay.
That's.
Do we want to go through a couple of these?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's slam out a few.
So Big Mushroom. Big Mushroom's a dude. You
multiple.
Know, yeah, it's the first. I think this is the first Mario item.
Yeah, I think that's ever.
It's just the simple Big Mushroom.
Yeah, you get bigger, and then I think that's
from Super Mario
World. Super Mario Brothers. Or is it just
from
Super Mario?
Super Mario Maker 2, Super Mario Bros. Style. Yeah.
Wait, this is
this
giant?
Is actually no. This is I'm wrong. I'm
is
telling
this the
you wrong.
Big giant.
This is the one that's in Mario Maker that makes you huge. I
okay,
think.
So that's also in Super Mario 3D World. 3D World. I think.
Yeah, transforms into transform you into huge Mario.
Yes.
Lets you break bricks and stuff.
In massive stuff. Yeah, that was in 3D World. I think it's an early on.
Was
item
it 3D too. World or you?
I don't think it's in U.
It's
does it say U on there?
No, it doesn't.
It's 3D. I know
but
for sure
but it doesn't
3D
say
3D
World.
World
on here, which is weird.
Yeah, for sure
it
it's
is
3D
in
World.
Okay.
And I don't think it's an Odyssey is such a weird one because Odyssey has so... The hat goes on to things.
Yes.
So that's...
There's not really power-ups in Odyssey, right?
No.
Yeah.
And there's not really power-ups in Mario 64 either.
No. The hat.
The hat changes. So
the metal hat.
The invisible hat.
The metal one.
Yeah.
The flying one.
The flying one, yeah. And there's blue is invisible, green is metal, red is flying. Is there yellow?
Don't
remember.
Bro.
I don't remember.
It's been so long.
It's been
I
so long since
the 64.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The blimp fruit.
The blimp fruit.
Yeah. This one is the one that lets you turn Yoshi into like.
Oh.
Blimp Yoshi.
Blimp Yoshi. So that one is going to be in Super Mario World.
No. That's Galaxy 2.
Galaxy 2?
Mm-hmm. Weird, huh?
I know nothing.
It's hard, man.
Dude,
these are hard.
Yeah, these are...
Because you find the items, and then you tend to like look for the ones you like.
Yeah, well, just the ones you understand.
Uh-huh.
Galaxy is one where I don't have much knowledge of Galaxy and Sunshine, because those were two I didn't play until I emulated them on other consoles.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
And then let's go... I'll throw one more at you.
Okay.
Let's go the Boomerang Flower. Boomerang Flower?
I don't remember anything.
That's the one that turns you into Boomerang Mario, like the Koopa Boomerang guys.
Oh, okay. So that
one's in. Do you know?
I don't
one?
Remember. No,
it's in 3D World.
Okay.
And
so maybe
Mario
the
Maker
test
2
is a bad idea because I don't remember. Any.
It's hard.
Yeah,
but it's cool. It's kind of cool to remind people where they are from.
Yeah,
too,
that,
right?
Dude, that's crazy. The Boomerang one.
And I'll hand this over to you, and you can
I'll test you back.
You can test me out.
But I know that the. Now, the flying mechanic in Super Mario Land, I always have to like change it up. Super Mario Land 2 is bunny ears. That's the flying mechanic.
Yes,
in
yes,
one.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
So
and they
bizarre.
Stole those for Smash Bros.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So I don't know. Do we want to let's hop into another one?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, which one are we going to go next?
I think we were going to go sour cream
sour
and onion.
Sour cream, okay.
I'll let you open that
I'll
one.
Pop it. Let's go back to like let's baseline.
Yeah, baseline again, baseline. Which was the normal Pringle.
Normal Pringle.
We'll go through the gambit real quick. So normal Pringle.
Okay. Then we're going to go.
Just so bland.
I know, dude. You almost fell asleep.
These ones are actually good.
Yeah. And now we're going to go these, and we have to decide whether these are better than these.
Yeah. And then we'll rank them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My kids love these.
Now, here's a fun fact about me. Sour cream and onion is one of my least favorite flavors.
Of everything?
Of everything.
Really?
Of all of them, yeah.
You're not going to like these then.
I don't dislike it. It's just like I would... This,
you would not choose it.
When in like a variety pack,
yeah,
these will all be left for last.
Sure.
All right, so I'll go for it.
My kids love these ones.
Okay. Yeah.
It's what you thought, right? It's what you thought.
That's more of a chive.
Wait, I think he likes it, Mikey.
You know what?
I think he likes it.
I think for a sour cream and onion,
it's not bad.
It actually is the highest ranked sour cream and onion for me because the chip is already so boring.
It's cardboard.
Yeah, so like it's like a little bit of excitement. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I honestly tell this to Brooklyn all the time because her family's a big Pringles family.
Okay.
But we love the Lay's stacks. Have you had the stacks?
Yeah.
Those are a superior stackable chip.
Are those all baked or are they?
They just taste better. I don't know what it is. They have more of a crunch.
They have more crunch.
The salt and vinegar ones have so much salt and vinegar on them, like your tongue is on fire after you've had five of them.
And you're
they're so good.
You're so into that.
Yeah, I'm into it.
There's my favorite salt and vinegar.
I'm going to have one more.
Yeah, go for it. My favorite salt and vinegar chip is from Trader Joe's. It's their salt and vinegar.
Oh, is it the baked ones?
Yeah.
Those are good too. Dude. They sell those at Jimmy John's, kind of. Like a similar one. Yeah, but it's like a baked salt and vinegar. Yeah, they're good.
They destroy your mouth. It's just like powdered citric acid, basically. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. All right.
Okay.
Let me see this.
So, where are you putting these?
This could be.
Do you like them more than the pizza? Or
I do.
Less
I like
pizza?
Them more than pizza. Yeah.
You like
for
them
me.
More than the pizza?
Oh, no. I like pizza more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the pizza one right now is in first.
Okay. So, pizza's in first, and then we're going to go.
I cannot do that. Okay, pizza's in first.
Pizza's in first.
Get these out here.
Get those out there. And then the second would be
sour cream and onion.
Sour cream and onion. And third would be regular.
They're not great.
No.
The regular ones, after you had these two, why would you buy the regular ones?
No, the regular ones honestly are like, I'm just hungry and I don't want to worry about flavor. It's the saltine of chips.
I'd rather eat a saltine.
Yeah, me too. But still, it's the saltine of chips. You
true.
Know what I mean?
All right, hit me with some power ups.
All right, so we got power ups. So the Boost Star.
The Boost Star, is that the pink one?
Temporarily allows the player to defeat enemies or break blocks by tapping them on the gamepad.
Oh, gamepad.
Yeah.
Wii U then. So is it Mario Bros. U?
Mario
Bros.
U.
Super Mario
U? Yep, that is it.
Okay.
And that allows you to destroy things.
Okay, I think I remember that one a little bit. Yeah.
The Bulb Berry temporarily transforms Yoshi into a Bulb Yoshi, allowing him to reveal and stand on platforms that would otherwise be invisible.
They really love to do stuff with Yoshi in the Galaxy games. Is that one from Galaxy?
It's from Galaxy 2.
Okay. Yeah. They did like to do stuff with Yoshi.
I need to go through those.
They need to put Galaxy 2 on the Switch.
Yeah,
I think
Galaxy
it's just
1.
Galaxy 1 in Mario 3D All-Stars pack, right?
Yeah. Bullet Bill Mask.
What does that one do?
This allows Mario to fly horizontally for a short period of time.
Bullet Bill Mask.
Yeah.
Is that one in 3D Land?
It is. It's in 3D World, yes.
A 3D
Super
World.
Super Mario 3D World style only.
Okay.
Super Mario Maker 2 as well.
Yeah.
And then we'll do one more.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Just 'cause dude, you're killing this. Buzzy Shell.
The Buzzy. Remind me what that one does.
So a Buzzy Beetle's empty shell, which can be worn by Mario to protect him from attacks from above and to destroy blocks above.
Is that one in 3D Land?
It's, interesting. It's only in the Mario Maker games.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. There must be some that are just strictly to Mario Maker.
So that is, I remember that
too. That
is my
biggest gap in Mario knowledge. I have not touched Mario Maker.
Mario Maker takes, what I like about it is it takes a lot of mechanics from, it's a 2D side scroller, right? It doesn't even incorporate 3D World. It does have 3D World items, but it doesn't let you go 3D.
Yeah.
And it takes some of the mechanics and like changes them. Like, so the shell, it's a shell hat.
That's pretty
cool. You
can
see.
And you
basically are invulnerable.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen that.
Yeah,
what that looks like. Yeah,
you watch speedrunners use it. It's insane.
So here's my gripe with Mario World and this or Mario Maker, and this might be the hot take.
Okay,
I enjoy playing Mario games because of the mastery of the level designers.
Yeah,
and Mario Maker felt like me a bunch of really horribly designed levels.
That is Mario Maker's biggest shortfall.
Like, there are some talented people out there, but at the end of the day, I just want the level designers that have done
Mario
it so well for so long to throw levels at me. And I think they give you a set number of levels, and those ones always felt better to me.
Well, they're like the actual game itself, because I think there's like 50 or 60 that you can play through the Mario
that Nintendo
Maker
designed.
Yes.
Like the developers designed, right?
And they're interesting. Some of them are really hard.
Yeah, they are.
And I loved it. I have more fun playing it that way.
Yeah, me too.
Than some of the community ones. Although, I'm a huge fan of the, I guess they're called the speedrun ones.
Yeah, if you love Mario and you love the idea of that, of like getting really good at Mario, yeah, then this game's great for you.
It, dude.
But
it,
for me, I'm like, I just want to play Mario as yeah, it is, right? And I don't need to be doing the gambit of like, you have to shell jump and then yeah, loop hop and like all this stuff up to get to through this level. And it, I don't know. It's like, feels like they trying to turn it to Super Meat Boy or Celeste and a little bit.
I don't like the expert version of that because it's like yeah, impossible for me. But I like the advanced and intermediate.
Yeah, those can be fun. And I like if I they give you a little those, bit of a challenge. Yeah, I don't mind so, that. But
I've had good fun with that. It's basically like a Souls game.
Sure.
Where you just have you like, okay, I learned the first progression. I need to learn the second progression. Okay, yeah, I got the second progression.
It's a lot of memorizing and muscle memory that yeah, you form doing that.
And that's why like platformers is because you start running through levels and you're like, all right, this one spot I need to double jump back, yeah, you know, and all this stuff.
Dude,
and
speaking of that, we've been playing Shovel Knight together.
First time ever playing Shovel Knight, and I've loved every minute.
Dude, it's so good, right?
It's a great game.
It's so fun.
I now understand why people are so freaking out of this world about it.
Yeah, because it's great.
Yeah.
It's everything you want out of a modern retro title.
It has such a crazy following, too.
Yeah,
it
does.
I know that they were like peeping it for the Xbox showcase. They're like, yeah, we're going to get Shovel Knight in here. And like people are like, oh, we're Shovel Knight 2. We're Shovel Knight 2. And now I understand.
The fact that they got an amiibo, dude, that from an indie game.
That's crazy.
They have an amiibo.
Do you have it?
I don't.
You have a few.
I have a few. I've got a couple around, but I don't have him.
Yeah.
He's one that I want. He's expensive.
I can imagine.
He's like 30, 40 bucks.
I think they can see this guy if they can't.
Oh, yeah. The blooper.
This was Juan. So at that event.
The event that we went to.
We
didn't show it. Uh-uh.
The event we went to, he won this. I won a little Goomba, and some kid didn't win and was sad, so I just gave it to him.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I just gave it to him.
Dude, what a good guy you are.
I gave it to the dad to give to him. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, you got this guy?
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. It's like probably like a $15 plushie, you know?
Yeah, eventually.
For
yeah,
free? For which free. Is pretty cool.
It looks good.
Yeah,
it looks
awesome.
Good.
I'm stoked.
I don't want to speed through all these, but
no, there's not very many.
No.
But I mean, we would be here all day. There's like 100 Pringles flavors. So we just grab the ones that look good.
Yeah, let's go for only at Walmart.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
We're getting exclusives up in here. I can't talk.
You're having
I just
no
had a stroke.
Great.
It's fine.
Great.
You were sick yesterday. I have a stroke. It's yeah, just par for the course, awesome, you know?
My co-host is dying.
you might pop, have to find another one.
You pop this top because
okay, I got it. If I can get it. I don't
know. Well, the stroke really limits your ability. Okay.
Somebody's going to have to come wheel me out of here.
All right. So we got to go. We got to go down the gambit again. Start with
those have a smell, dude.
Oh. Dude. That's gnarly.
Those have a smell, bro.
That smells like
feet.
Are they expired?
Oh, gosh, dude.
Dude,
those are bad, dude.
We didn't check the expiration. May 24th, 2024. Holy cow, dude.
But the rest of these have an aroma. Those smell great.
Yeah, that smells good.
This those just smell like nothing. They smell of nothing, Peppa Pig.
Oh, golly geez, dude.
These smell like fine.
Okay.
God, I don't know if I can do that. It's right, like your kombucha foot drink you were drinking yesterday, dude.
Back off, man. It's probiotic for my belly. Dude, it's stinking up this whole room. We're capping it when we're done.
I haven't eaten it yet. That was a sour cream and onion one.
This smells like the guy in front of you at line at like a Pizza Hut who obviously eats Pizza Hut 3 times a week.
He just chomps on onions like apples, dude.
Okay. I don't need to do all
this. There is so much onion powder in that chip.
Okay. Did you go for this?
No, I'm letting you do that first. That was
same time.
They stink, bro. Like, Doritos stink, but they taste good.
Yeah, okay.
Down the hatch.
Wow. There's a lot going on.
Those taste like they smell, dude. Those are foul.
Not good.
Those are so bad. They're so bad. They taste just like they smell, and my whole mouth tastes like it right now.
Why?
I think these are gonna be better.
What
heck?
Thanks, Walmart.
What is in this?
Is that population control in a can, dude? What is that?
I've had Philly cheesesteaks before.
It is not a Philly cheesesteak. That's a Philly death steak. Those are horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I need water. Holy. Oh, those taste so bad. They taste rancid, dude.
That's not... Oh. Good Lord.
No wonder they were all still there.
Dude, that's insane.
I can't eat another one.
That's insane, dude. That's insane.
You're eating it.
I have to know.
This is so bad. It's not good.
No, dude, that's bad. That's BO.
Those are really bad.
That's BO in a can.
We should have known when we smelled it.
Well, no wonder it's only at Walmart.
I'd eat the whole thing of this.
Yeah.
I'd double fist these and cookie monster them into my eyeballs before I ate one more
Why
of this.
Why in this good green earth does that exist?
They're so bad.
No.
Those should be launched. Those should be our asteroid defense system. We should just launch every can out of the atmosphere.
I would sooner eat pretzel freaking goldfish.
Oh, I need a whole bag of pretzel goldfish. That's from the first episode if you haven't watched it.
That was foul.
Those are foul. That's the only word I can think of. And I know my mom's laughing right now because that's a word she said.
Yeah.
Those are foul.
You got to bring these over to our house so you can try them.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
That's so bad. So Pringles, get your stuff together.
Those are
clear
awful.
My palate with this freaking cardboard.
Yeah, I'll. Oh no.
There you go. That dude, that was brutal.
Those are bad.
That's so bad.
And I'm not playing it up for the camera. Those are bad.
The smell was like
the smell punched you in the mouth.
It was a combination of like a beef.
Beef bouillon, but with like rancid onion powder.
Yeah,
it just did not taste good.
The taste was like they took bell peppers and onions and over.
Yes.
Like, I can see where they're trying to do the cheesesteak. I don't get bell peppers and onions. I mean, onions I do. I don't get bell peppers on my cheesesteak.
Me neither.
I just do cheese, onions, and meat.
Yes.
And I do American. I don't do Cheese Whiz.
No,
I don't like
Cheese
Whiz.
Cheese Whiz is too rich.
Yeah. I know some people are like, it's not a Philly cheesesteak unless you do Cheese Whiz. I'm not a Cheese Whiz fan.
Yeah.
So I can see where they're
trying. I can do Cheese Whiz sometimes on like a saltine or like a chicken and a biscuit cracker. But I just feel so bad about myself like four in that I have to stop, you know? Brooklyn and I downed, when we were dating, a can of like easy cheese, chicken and biscuit crackers, and we were watching just garbage television.
Oh, gosh.
Realized that we had burned through the whole can of easy cheese
and
literally wanted to throw ourselves out the second story window.
Because you're like, oh, cool. We need to only live in trailers now.
Yes, exactly. Those were bad.
I didn't enjoy that experience.
Comically bad.
Yeah, that was one of the worst things I've
tasted. Oh, and now I'm burping them up.
You're going to be burping onions. That's bad.
Oh, those were bad. I don't even know.
I'm scared now of that. If this can be considered good,
then what is this?
I don't want to go there yet.
I don't know. Let's do some more power-ups.
Yeah,
you want me to throw some at you?
Yeah, throw some at me. Actually, let's do a quick pause for a second. I need
let's
to get more water.
Those literally made you have to pause the podcast to get more water.
Dude, and we had your son try some, and he...
he about threw up. Maybe we'll throw some B-roll at the end of the podcast
of your kid.
Of him trying it.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll do that. Because he tried it, and he couldn't believe what
he was
experiencing.
Like... He's a little bit of a showman, but he definitely didn't like it.
I like a good performance.
Me too.
I'm not mad about that.
I'm into it.
All right. So give me some more. Let's get some more
let's
of those.
Get
to it. Oh, yeah. Good Lord Almighty.
Those were so bad. I'm offended. I'm offended, Walmart.
Yeah. There's a reason why I don't shop at Walmart, because they make those kinds of decisions.
Oh, okay. You'll probably know this one.
Okay.
Because this is in the Canon Box. Remember the Canon Box?
Yeah, that's in 3D Land.
Yeah, 3D World. I always get those two mixed up, but yeah, it's in 3D World.
Yeah. I'm like, which one has the Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World lamp?
Right.
Get it together, Japan.
This is the one that continually fires those cannonballs.
Yeah.
And you can like wear it.
The thing is that you wear it as a hat or like the top part of
like that.
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, if you don't get this one,
I have to leave.
I might just kick you out of this office.
Okay.
The cape feather.
The cape. I was about to say feather because we're in F's. Yeah, that's World. Super Mario World.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Super Mario World.
You get that in the...
That's the one where it turns you into Super Mario. He literally... Like Super Mario.
That is Super Mario. Yeah. And
he's got the cape.
I'm pretty sure that is the first level.
It is.
Yeah.
No. Second level.
Is it second?
No.
It's the first second level. is the
yeah, second one's the hard platforms. Worms a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
First level.
Yeah.
Great power up.
Great power up, yeah.
Top power up for me. Because
then you can like go and you grab the tail. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So good.
It's such a good one.
Okay. You'll know this one too.
Okay.
The carrot.
The carrot? Is that from Super Mario 3D? Or is that
older?
The carrot? Oh, that's from Super Mario Land 2.
Yes, sir.
That's the bunny ears.
Nailed it.
That's the bunny ears.
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking of a different one. Yeah.
It's in 6 golden coins. Yeah.
Yep, Super Mario Land 2.
Yep.
Which the bad guy, I always say this, and I don't know if the first one is this way too, but the bad guy is not Bowser. It's Wario.
It's Wario. Yep. Yeah. You told me that's one I need to check out. I've never played that one.
It's good. It's a 2-hour game at most.
Okay.
And you can play it with all sorts of controllers. I've played it.
Is it on Switch Online?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
It is. That's the game that my dad got me into Mario with.
Yeah.
And then when I was out visiting him, they dropped the Game Boy emulator on the Switch.
Oh,
and he had just
so good.
Purchased
I remember
an OLED.
You telling me.
Yeah. Because he's like, oh, your OLED looks so good. So he sold his regular Switch to get an OLED. And then it came out. And so I downloaded it on his system, put him on my family plan, and I got to share that game with him.
Dude, that's so great.
It was like
that's
full
so
circle.
Good.
It was so rad. So, yeah, that
so
game is that game.
Dude,
great.
I'm like still clearing Philly cheesesteak death out of my throat, dude. Those were so bad.
So bad.
I'm sorry, Philadelphia. That was
not
for you.
No, that's not a representation of Philly cheesesteak.
No.
That's a representation of like, that's like the telephone.
Sad life.
That's like the telephone game of flavors. Like, that's like 7 people deep. They're, you know, they're like, it started.
I think that tastes like Philly cheesesteak. Yeah. No, that tastes like feet and death.
Dude, which maybe that's Philly.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, let's get going.
This is another one. The Cloud Flower. Turns you into Cloud Mario. But you've already said that you haven't played this game. This one's from
Galaxy
2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not.
That one turns you into Cloud Mario, and it lets you make like platforms that you can jump on. It's pretty cool. It's cool.
What I remember from Galaxy was it wasn't as linear as the normal games. It was like really pushing the boundary of what a platformer can be.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, I need to hop into this.
It's cool. That everything, it kind of has that centripetal force thing going on, which is pretty cool.
Because I'm such a left to right.
Yeah,
fan.
I think all of us are that
yeah.
are fans of the old 90s side scrollers. So it's definitely a shoot off of that, right? But it's cool.
I'm
good.
So distracted by the flavor. I can't get over it. I'm scared of this
You're
Minecraft
so offended.
One.
Let's do one more and we'll jump into them. But this isn't. They put the coin box as a power up. That's not a power up.
No, that's not a power up.
Liars.
Yeah. So then, what's after that?
That's from a mobile game. We'll just omit that.
Yeah.
One. This is also from Galaxy 2.
Okay.
So let's try to. Let's skip a couple.
Getting
of those.
To fire flowers. I think we're getting close to fire flowers and to freeze flowers. No, a bunch of different ones.
Oh, well, this is a good one. The dragon pot.
The dragon pot.
You remember the dragon pot?
What does it do?
That's the one that turns you into Dragon Wario.
What?
Yeah.
No.
This is from Wario Land.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a...
Yeah.
I cheated you a little bit there.
He did.
But it's pretty cool. All
right. Let's hop into this.
Okay, let's do it.
Golly G. Whitakers. I am...
This is going to... I'm nervous.
I
thought those cheesesteak ones were going to be good. Like, we picked them at the store like, ooh, cheesesteak? Those could be
good. Yeah,
we
picked those over other ones.
We did.
Are these puffy like this because of altitude, or are they always puffy like this?
They're always puffy. Are they not like that at home?
I don't know. I don't buy Pringles.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the pop. They always do that.
Once you pop,
you don't stop. Or you just can't get it open.
Okay. These aren't going to be bad.
They're not going to be bad? Let me get a whiff.
I smelled the microphone.
You're like, it smells like beard oil.
Yeah, I smelled the microphone. What an idiot.
All right, I got to smell the can first. We got to get a whiff.
I think this is going to be...
Those aren't going to be bad.
It smells like barbecue.
It smells a little bit like barbecue.
Okay, let's see.
They don't smell half as bad as the Philly
The other one, you crack the thing open and the whole room smelled terrible.
Yeah, stunk.
Oh. It's barbecue.
Those are good. They got a little spice.
Whoa. Hello.
Okay. Those aren't bad.
No. There's some heat to that?
Yeah.
That's like a honey barbecue...
Yeah, like a hot honey barbecue.
Okay.
Those are actually good. Thank you, Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They're not bad.
What a roller coaster. Let me tell you.
Actually, those are pretty good. Let me get one more.
The spice is what's making me excited.
Yeah, I like the spice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me?
I'm into it.
That's number one for me.
Really?
I'm putting this all the way to number one. For me.
I could go there.
Because the pizza's all right. But I feel like this takes everything about the pizza.
And I'm a hot Cheeto guy. So I like the little bit of... I like to feel alive. You know what I mean? So we're ranking them. Yeah. Give me the Philly cheesesteak ones. Get these out of here.
Yeah. Gone. Done.
Those are horrible. Awful.
I was scared it opened again and spilled out. And you basically just stunk bombed the whole place. And we have more podcasts to record. And then we'd be stuck in here with dead rat cheesesteak. Oh, my gosh.
Those are awful.
They smell like the back room of a cheesesteak.
They smell like a grease trap. You know what? An 85-year-old diner in the middle of Detroit.
They smell like the cook at the cheesesteak stand. That's what they smell like. They taste
They're so bad.
They taste like the cook's sweat.
Those are horrible.
The flat grill.
That was the flavor. Extracted the essence.
That's what they meant.
Of sweat day fry cook.
Yeah, they're
and
like
put them on the chip.
They're like cheesesteak. We meant cheesesteak chef. You're eating with
his name's Joe.
Yeah, his name's Joe, and he's so pissed. Third divorce, like so mad. He's so mad. And anytime you ask for a customization, he doesn't do it.
He's like, he does the opposite.
Yeah, he goes, can I get more onions? And he's just like, yeah, whatever. And he just, and I don't even know what that, I have no clue what the accent that is.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Cool. Yeah, and no, he's.
No. Those are bad.
Yeah.
But these are great.
Yeah, so that is going to be.
That's the definitive number one out of this.
Number
selection.
One is going to be that, which
I would tell people to try those.
I would too.
And it's a little video game, like
that is not a product placement at all.
No, I don't even play Minecraft.
No, I don't either. I have from time to time, but it's not it's not first choice.
Those are good.
So the Minecraft suspicious stew.
Number one.
Number one.
Number two, pizza.
Pizza.
That's a staple for us now at this point.
I think so. Us 90 kids, like we have to.
We like the pizza flavor.
I know you went and got pizza last night and I couldn't go.
Yes.
I kind of want pizza.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're a pizza family. We'd eat it again.
Go pizza. Yeah. You have to, if you're a TMNT fan, you have to like pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the next is going to be.
Those are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sour cream and onion.
Whatever.
It's fine. Don't even want to eat another one of those. They're
just filler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are
good.
That's tasty. That's tasty.
Those are good. Yeah. These were surprisingly good. I'm happy about that.
And then Joe's armpit.
I can't do it.
Should we have your wife try them?
Oh, yeah. We got to. She's gonna hate us. She already does.
Well, we have to at least warn her.
Be like, these are foul.
Yeah, these are terrible.
I just want to see what you think.
Yeah, maybe you might for some reason like them.
Because you're a
crazy person.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you might like this taste. No, they're awful. No. All right, let's get back to the power-ups.
Okay. You want to hit me with some?
We're not done yet.
No, let's do a couple more.
Yeah. I'm so full.
Yeah, hit me with a couple more of those. Okay. You can unplug my
phone. Yeah, we're probably good now. All right, so we got Eagle statue. That's from Virtual Boy. Interesting.
I did not have a Virtual Boy or ever touch a Virtual Boy.
I did. So we have the Fire Flower.
Fire Flower is from Mario Bros. Just the original Mario Bros, right?
I wish.
Super Mario Bros. 1?
All of them.
Yeah.
I may or I may not put this picture up for you guys to see on the visual podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to show Chase now. But
there's
look how
every
cool.
iteration
all of, them.
Of Fire Flower.
It's so cool.
What's your favorite sprite?
I think it's going to be the Super Mario.
Yeah, that's mine too.
World one.
Yep.
Because the other one is Super Mario 3, I believe.
And for a note, this is my favorite Mario power-up.
Oh, really? Mine's
the Fire
cape.
Flower. The cape is your favorite?
Capes, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Hands down.
Easy. Yeah. That's easy for me because, one, if you listen to the last podcast, I am a huge Mega Man fan.
Yeah.
I love Mega Man.
Yeah.
Have the Mega Man amiibo. Like, dude, I'm about it. I love Mega Man. Fire Mario gets to turn into Mega Man, and it just makes it so fun.
Yeah. Fire Mario is not my absolute favorite, but in Super Mario Deluxe U, which also it's in other ones too that are the same type of Mario. There's the ice one, which shoots ice fire or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like that it turns your enemies to a block. You can pick them up and throw them.
Yeah, that's fun.
So that's kind of a cool mechanic. But yeah, the
I love the spin. When you do the spin with the fireballs and it launches them. Yeah, dude. So fun. So great.
All right, so we'll continue on.
Hit me with a couple more.
We got the Giga Bell.
Tell me what that does, and I'll see if I can
transform Mario into a Giga Cat. Giant cat.
Oh, that's from Mario 3D World.
Specifically, Bowser's Fury.
Bowser's Fury.
Yeah.
Okay.
That whole world, because that's you can
turns you into the big like cat. Super Saiyan cat.
So then at that point you can defeat Bowser. You can damage
fight
Bowser
because
he's all gross.
Yep.
Yeah. There's like weird gold blocks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Don't do the block. Those aren't power ups.
Gold flower is from New Super Mario Bros. 2, but I don't remember where Super Mario Bros. 2 was from. Was that a I feel like that was a Game Boy, or not Game Boy, a DS game.
New Super Mario Bros. 2?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that one either. Goomba Mask?
We just hurt somebody's feeling because that's their favorite Mario game.
I know, they're like, this is my favorite Mario.
I can't believe you don't know this one.
Holy smokes, dude. Goomba Shoe.
The Goomba Shoe.
That's not a power. Well, I guess it's kind of, it's a vehicle, but it's the Goomba in the boot. It's from Mario 3. It's this the Goomba in the boot where he's...
Oh, okay.
And then you have the super stomp that you can get out of it.
Yes. Okay. I remember now.
And green shell hat. There's a lot. Hammer. There's the hammer.
The hammer's from Mario 2, isn't it?
It is, yep.
Yeah.
And then we have so many.
Those are the games I have the most familiarity with, is the NES ones and then Mario World.
Yeah.
And then Mario 64, and then I kind of start falling off a little bit.
Yeah, Master Sword. Oh, that's in Super Mario Maker 2.
They give you Link's Master Sword in that.
And you can
turn into Link, right?
I think we should at this point just talk about what some of our favorite items are in general without going, because this list,
it's going to go on forever.
It's going to go on forever. Yeah. We don't have time. So I know for me, it's the cape, because I loved that you could like learn how to like double bounce the cape, and then you could try. My goal was always to double bounce the cape from the start of the first level always,
and
to the
not
end.
Touch the floor.
Not touch the floor once.
So fun.
And learn how to go up, because there's some like parts of the haunted mansions or whatever they're called, that you can double bounce cape and you can get up to the top level, and then you can finish the secret exit or something like that.
Are we gonna count Yoshi as a power up?
Oh man, that's a toughie. I'd say. No, because you can't use Yoshi in Haunted Mansions or in castles.
That's true. Okay. Because if he was counted as a power-up, he'd be my second favorite.
Yeah.
I would have to give a shout-out to the Tanuki Mario from 3.
Ooh, Tanuki.
Tanuki Mario is great, man. I love him.
What was the difference between Tanuki Mario and Tail Mario?
Tanuki Mario could only slow fall.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And you couldn't glide with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the Squirrel Mario changed in Mario U, right? Because you could kind of do a mixture of both.
What I like about Mario U is the mechanic is when you hit R, he goes, and then he goes, woof, and you jump.
He does the
little
skip. Yeah, the second jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no run mechanic in that one. There's the like extra speed, I guess, but there's not one where you then jump and then you can fly a little bit, like in Super Mario World.
Okay. Okay.
The super run is like its own thing.
Yeah, it is. Like, you can sprint in Super Mario World.
Yeah.
And it's, like, crucial to being able to play the game properly.
Well, and, I mean, certain areas, there's no way you can clear a jump. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when I was playing through Super Mario 3D World, because this was my first time on the Switch, I could not believe some of the items in that. The cat one was interesting.
Cat one's cool.
It's cool because it goes on the wall and stuff.
I just don't love how he looks.
I don't either.
I don't love the cat suit.
I don't like the sitting.
I'm also not a cat guy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a dog guy.
Yeah.
So if they gave him Golden Retriever Mario, I'd be like, oh yeah, I love this.
All about it.
I'm into it.
Yeah. But no, that was something.
Yeah. Like, I loved, so Tanuki Mario, they took a lot of inspiration with the cape Mario from Tanuki Mario, like the spin.
Yeah.
Like you spin with the tail, you spin with the cape. Kind of same
dude,
thing.
Dude, I love how you can just crush life, absolutely destroy
enemies, right?
Do you still have the terrible taste in your mouth?
I can't get it out.
It's awful.
It's really bad.
It's so bad.
And I'm almost, my water's half gone.
I'm insulted.
It hurts.
I'm not happy about that.
I'm not okay with it.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
It was really bad.
I'm trying to think. You got one more item that you can want to give a shout out to in Mario.
In Mario, I think.
Or one that maybe you're excited for in you. Or in Wonder.
In Wonder. Wonder, I want to see what this elephant one is all about.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even understand.
What does he do?
I don't know. I'm excited for Wonder's multi, because we saw some like jumping to the back part of the level.
Yeah.
Like the parallaxing, whatever, that's back there.
I love it. I'm into it.
We see that something's happening.
It's very
back
Donkey
there.
Kong to yeah. do stuff like that.
And so they're playing with dimensions, which is cool. Not dimensions as in inner dimensions, but dimensions of the game.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited for that. I would love to see some new items, which I think at this point we will, but the animation looks great, but I want to see what the elephant's all about.
I've always wanted to see them, just because of the way that it functions, the fire flower, give him a charge shot.
Oh.
Like Mega Man.
That'd be cool.
Like you charge it and it is a screen clearer.
That'd
like
be sick.
Fire Mario, charge it up, boom, and it just, or it launches the ones that you see in Bowser's Castle that kind of bounce.
Yeah.
But they're big and they go across the screen and just
clear
it for you.
That'd be sick. Dude, it would be so awesome.
I'd love that.
You could get a Bullet Bill launcher.
Oh, dude.
Like just these.
Same thing. Kind of screen. Because that's always the most like useful item in the series, is being able to clear the screen so you can platform, right?
Yep. Even if it's for a brief moment, like there's an overload of enemies, you can screen click. Because, I mean, that's even in Kirby's the Dreamland, Return to Dreamland.
With the super sword and, like, the super item. Yeah,
you're just clearing
enemies.
And
it just makes it so much less stressful. You're like, oh, I clear this, and then I can do all that I need to do on this platforming stuff.
Yeah, I'm stoked for that game.
I'm excited for Wonder.
Yeah.
It's going to be great,
dude. It's going to be awesome.
I'm so stoked. I'm not stoked on those Philly cheesesteak Pringles.
I think the Philly cheesesteak Pringles are the reason why this is gonna be a shorter episode.
Yeah,
yeah.
It might have done me in.
I'm mad about it. Well, that's it for me.
I'm good. You know, yeah.
Cheers.
I think that was a great topic.
Do you have any more water?
I do have more water. Throw in your comments below. I'd love to hear, because there's so many items.
There's so many. There's
throw your favorites down in there.
We got
because we want to see it.
Yeah, I want to know what your favorite items are.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear it.
All right.
Cool, man. All right. Well, cheers, that's it from us.
That's it. Nice and
Bash
short.
Bros are gonna go vomit in the toilet.
It's so terrible. I hate everything.
Those were so bad.
So bad.